Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. There's a lot I want to say in the next 15 minutes, so hang on to your seat, so to speak. First of all, I want to say that I have been offering over the last week, and I will continue for several weeks, to offer Ralph Martin, who is the president of Renewal Ministries, a booklet he just wrote called The Final Confrontation. And you can receive that booklet free by calling our 800 number, and all the information will be given to you at the end of the program. But really urge you to read it, and then I'd like to hear from you by email or by letter. Those are the two ways that I need to use for communication. So by email or by letter, let me know what you think of it. Give me your feedback. I'd be very interested in it, and I'll say more on that later. The second thing that I want to encourage you is that we're going to look today at the Feast of the Sacred Heart, because that's today, the Feast of the Sacred Heart. It's a marvelous, marvelous feast. And I don't want to just move to the readings for Sunday, although that's very important too. But I want to spend just a few moments on the Feast of the Sacred Heart. What Jesus said to Sister Margaret Mary Alacoque was, "Behold this heart, which has so loved men and is so little loved in return." Listen to that. Behold this heart, which has so loved men and is so little loved in return. May we make a commitment today to love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. He grieves in our sin. He weeps over our offenses, because they're all a rejection of him and his love. Please reach out to the Lord today. Tell him how much you love him. And let that be more and more reflected in every thought, every word, every action. It takes time. Don't get discouraged. Just do one more time a day than you did the day before, and it will become a habit. Give him all the love you can, by the way you speak, by the way you think, by the way you act. Behold this heart, which has so loved men and is so little loved in return. Psalm 33 says this: "The designs of his heart are from age to age, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine." There are all kinds of famine, and there's all kinds of death. God wants to love us. Let him love you, but he will never force himself. Remember that. He will never violate your free will. It's up to you. We really want to encourage you on this feast to take time to ask for forgiveness for all those who have rejected God and rejected his love. We have in today's readings, Hosea, "When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. It was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer." Brothers and sisters, may we know God is the one who loves us and who heals us. And the reading of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 8 to 12. I'm not going to read all of it, but I am going to read this part where Paul prays, "For this reason," these reasons of knowing that God loves us and has done so much for us, "for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you, in accord with the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love," God's love for you, your love for God, "rooted and grounded in love, may you have the strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, and to know," that's not head knowledge now, "to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what God has for you, is eternal union with Him. You. Read Ephesians 3, verses 8 to 12, 14 to 19. Sacred Heart of Jesus, I place my trust in you. And we look ahead now to the readings for this Sunday, which is the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the first reading we take is from the book of Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 17, verses 22 to 24. Thus says the Lord God, I too will take from the crest of the cedar, from its topmost branches, tear off a tender shoot, and I will plant it on a high and lofty mountain, on the mountain heights of Israel. I will plant it. It shall put forth branches and bear fruit and become a majestic cedar. Birds of every kind shall dwell beneath it, every winged thing in the shade of its boughs. And all the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, bring low the high tree, lift high the lowly tree, wither up the green tree, make the withered tree bloom. As I, the Lord, have spoken, so will I do. That's what God wants to do with you, is lift you up and plant you on the high mountain. Brothers and sisters, He has so much for you. Please open your heart. Psalm 92, Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. Rendering thanks helps us to remember what we have been given. It's easy for us to forget. Don't forget. Remember what you have been given. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to proclaim your kindness at dawn, your faithfulness throughout the night. The just one shall flourish like the palm tree, like a cedar of Lebanon shall he grow. They that are planted in the house of the Lord, are you planted in the house of the Lord? Is the life of God your soil? Is that what you're planted in? Or do you just dabble in that and you live your life in the world? Where do you live? Where's your heart? Where's your attention? Where's your money? Where's your possessions? Where does it all go? Are you planted in the house of the Lord or in the world? They that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish. They shall bear fruit even in old age. Vigorous and sturdy shall they be. God has all kinds of promises for those who put Him first. In the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verses 6 to 10, brothers and sisters, we are always courageous, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We walk by faith, not by sight. Yet we are courageous, and we would rather leave the body and go home to the Lord. Therefore, we aspire to please Him, whether we are at home or away, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each may receive recompense according to what he did in the body, whether good or evil. Brothers and sisters, how do you live? Do you live life simply in this world? Is the beginning, the middle, and the end of every day this world? Or are you living in the kingdom of God and serving this world? That's very different. You want to live in the household of God. You want to live in the kingdom of God. You want to follow its commandments. You want to follow his authority. You want to be poor in spirit, as we heard earlier this week, meaning that I put the source of all my life is in him. It is not in me. I am a beggar. I come to him at all times, but because I'm his son or daughter, he lavishes upon me those who turn to him, those who see him as the source. Where are you living? In the kingdom of God or the kingdom of the world? Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is with the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain. And when the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, for the harvest is come." Jesus says, To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed that when it is sown in the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade. That means you and me. We can dwell in the shade of what has been planted in the kingdom of God for us and what we in turn shall plant by our lives to help the kingdom of God to extend, to grow, and not only to grow, but to flourish and to bear fruit a hundredfold. We go around like, I don't know, passive zombies sometimes, I think. We go to church, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I put in my hour. That's worthless. It's an insult to God when we come to worship Him and we just sit there like a bump on a log. How do you love your family? How do you love your neighbor? How do you reach out with the love of God that you have received? And if you say, I have no idea, then spend time with God every day in His Word, in the Eucharist, in adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. Spend time with God every day. Remember what Pope John Paul said, that adoration of the Blessed Sacrament is like radiation therapy. It will change your life. These are the things that God has given us. And notice, He's given us of Himself. He's not given us something apart from Himself. He's given us Himself in the Eucharist. He's given Himself and the ability that we are given, the privilege that we're given to worship Him in the Blessed Sacrament. He's given us His Word that has the power to bring new life into us. He's given us freedom from sin in baptism and the beginning of a new life. He's given us of His Holy Spirit that we might walk with Him, that we might be conformed to Him. He's given us gifts, but He's most of all given us Himself for union with Him. Brothers and sisters, how can we ignore the gifts that God has poured out on us? How can we do that? The soil of the kingdom of God is your heart. Is your heart ready to receive the seed of life? The life of God present within you. Are you ready to nurture that seed until it bears fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold? That's what God is asking of us in this gospel today. Brothers and sisters, may you receive the grace to do so. Let me conclude here by saying that if you're having trouble hearing this program on your radio station because times have changed, check out our website, renewalministries.net, and click on radio and you can listen, at least for the time being, until your radio station can give you the right information. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.